I am trying to get to the place in my life where no one or person or situation can negatively affect me or super positively affect me. I want to stay in this band of just joy where my emotions aren't all over the place.
83% of Americans identify as not very happy, which can hold you back and negatively affect your relationships and your business. On this podcast, we discuss the proven steps to happiness so you can restore balance and rekindle your joy.
Welcome to another edition of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. Today, our guest is me, Brad Chandler. I've done a couple of these. I'm excited to do a solo podcast today. And what are we going to be talking about today? Well, look at the title. From negative $80,000 net worth and brokenness to joy. And I'm going to tell you how that path was traveled and the lessons that I learned. I came up with 25. We may not get to them all today, but let's jump right in. So negative $80,000 net worth. How does someone start with a negative $80,000 net worth? This was back in 2000 when I graduated from graduate school. I had run up a bill. I got my MBA at University of Wisconsin in real estate, and it cost me $80,000. So when I started and bought my first house in 2003, I literally had a negative $80,000 net worth. And I was broken. I didn't know it, but I was broken from my childhood programming. And what is broken? It's just not having great self-beliefs. I thought all those years that I had high self-esteem, but I didn't. So anyway, let's jump right in. 25 lessons. The first one is 50 years. These were written on my birthday in May in Jamaica. 50 years goes really, really, really fast. I don't know how old you are, but it seems like each year it gets faster and faster and faster. And one of the keys to life, to success, or excuse me, one of the keys to happiness, you need to slow down a little bit, is being happy and being present, right? Well, I think I'm present a lot, but it keeps going faster and faster and faster. So just don't take for granted the time that you have here. My kids are now 16 and 21. I can't believe it went so fast. So time goes really fast. That's number one. Number two is you don't control much in your life, but your thoughts. Really think about that. It's pouring rain today. I can't control that. I can't control if there's loud music playing at the gym. I can't control if I wake up sick. I can't control if I get in an accident, but I can control my thoughts and how I respond to those things, right? What is responsibility broken down into two words? Responsibility. So your thoughts control your entire life. So change your thinking, change your life. That's what I did. Number three, you get control in life when you give up control. Well, if you can't control anything, how can you really get control? You give up control. What does that mean? You don't let an accident, you don't let a flat tire, you don't let someone cutting you off in traffic, you don't let a rainy day bother you because you can't control it. You're gonna have to experience whatever it is that you're going through. You get to choose to be happy or sad. So why choose to be sad? Just be happy. Just get through the situation. See the situation for the way it is and not the way that you want or think it should be. Number four, this is a good one. Ooh, I could talk about this for hours. Relationship issues are mostly from individuals having issues with themselves. The problem, I'll say it a different way. The problem in relationships isn't the actual relationship itself. It's the relationship that each person has with themselves. How do I know that? Because I had two marriages and countless relationships that didn't work out. If you are saying to yourself right now, I'm in a shitty relationship, it sucks. I seem to just pick the wrong person. I go from one relationship to the next and I keep getting these people that are just, the word that comes to mind is losers. I don't like the word, but that's a word a lot of people use. So I just keep coming across these losers. Like, I don't know why I attract them. Well, you attract them for a reason, and it's not your fault. You attract them because your subconscious mind is attracting them. Your subconscious mind is saying, my only role here is to keep you alive, so I'm going to recreate whatever you went through in childhood because I don't care if you were happy or sad. I just care that you're alive, and you're alive, so I'm going to keep recreating it. So if you want to know why you're in a bad relationship right now or have been over and over and over again, or you're not in a relationship at all because you're scared. You don't want to get hurt again. You don't want to find that loser again. No one's a loser. I'm just using that word because that's what most people use, and I hope you can relate to it. But if you're having those thoughts and you want to change everything like I did, you got to change your relationship with yourself. And how do you do that? I could go into every single, I'm going to tell you once, because every single one of these goes back to this. When you were a child, you went through a situation where your needs weren't being met. Something bad happened to you. If your needs aren't being met, that's kind of bad. When you're 5, 6, 7, 2, 1, and your needs aren't being met, your brain has to make up a story. Why is this happening to me? Why is this bad thing happening to me? Well, I must be bad. Because if I can only be good, I can get the love from my father. I can have my mother stop hitting me or yelling at me or telling me that I'm worthless. So we form these beliefs, and they are called implicit beliefs, and they are around emotional times. We attach an emotion to it. And guess what? Those emotions are embedded in your subconscious mind. Those thoughts and beliefs are what are causing the issues that you have today 99.9% of the time. If you have got a bad relationship, if you are overweight, if you have issues with eating, drinking, you've got depression, you've got anxiety, you've got OCD. I could go on and on and on. It ties back to this very same thing. And guess what? It's not your fault. This is just your brain doing what it's supposed to do. It's trying to keep you alive because that's what it did when you were a child. See, you have two primary needs as a child. You have an attachment. You've got to be attached to your parents, or how long do you survive? Not long, a couple of days before you run out of food. Then you have authenticity. Authenticity is your ability to feel your emotions and your thinking and your feeling and follow your gut. Well, oftentimes we are being parented by people who have given up their authenticity long ago from their childhood. So when we try to express our emotions, they can't take them. They can't handle them. So we've got to change who we are, because we can't lose the attachment or we could die. So when you have these negative emotions, it's really just your brain saying, oh shit, you're 6 years old. When your wife comes to you and says something and you get all pissed off, this is what used to happen to me. My ex-wife would come to me. She'd say something that I did that bothered her. And oh boy, I would turn it into, no, this is your fault and this is what you did. That was my fight part. And then the flight part is I'd be cold and distant for 3 days. Why? Because I felt like I was losing an attachment in my childlike self. And that's who feels your emotions. It's not my adult self, was saying you're in danger. That's what my brain did. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. It went back to a time and said, hey, this is when someone made you feel this way. I'm going to bring it into this argument right now. So the argument that you have with your spouse or your partner or your employee is never, ever about the actual argument. It's about your brain going back to a time, bringing this painful issue into the present. So how do you fix all this? You go back and you figure out those times in your childhood where you had these meanings that are buried in your subconscious mind, and then you reprogram your brain through neuroplasticity. It really is that simple. In 3 hours, 3 years ago, my life forever changed in an Airbnb in or outside of Park City, Utah, because I did this very same thing with a coach. I looked back and found the times in my childhood where I felt I didn't have control, or something bad was happening to me, or stressful or traumatic. And I figured out the stories. And what was the story for me? I'm not enough. My father's hitting me with a belt. He's making fun of me. So there's nothing wrong with him. I'm a child. He must be doing this for a reason. I'm bad. And for 47 years, I lived with that I was bad. I didn't wake up every day and say I was bad, but all you had to do was look at my results. The use of weed and alcohol a lot, 5 business mistakes that cost me $9 million. 2 marriages that didn't work, kids with behavioral problems. So that's what I did. And you get to do the same thing. I didn't even know it. The only reason that I got into that place in Park City, Utah, is I was trying to help my son fight his anxiety. And I was told by a performance coach that I have a tick. Every time I talk about my childhood, I blink a lot. She's like, you might have some unresolved childhood trauma that's affecting your son's anxiety. Do you want to come work with myself and my husband? I said, sure. That changed everything for me, but I didn't know. So here's the thing. If you don't know, you can take a 3-minute quiz that could change your life and your relationships and your kids' behavior and relationship with them forever. Could change everything, your health, bradchandler.com /quiz. It's only 12 questions and it takes 3 minutes. Go take that. See where you stand. All right. I told you that was an important one. So to finish in on this relationship one, if you've got a really crappy marriage, stop blaming your wife. Stop blaming your husband. It's not their fault. It's really no one's fault. I don't even like that word. But the reason that you have a bad relationship is because of how you feel about yourself. That's it. That's why you get in arguments. That's why I used to get in arguments all the time. That's why now in my relationship, since I've healed the relationship with myself, we no longer get in these drawn out conflicts. The conflict in my relationship now with Yvonne actually brings us closer together because I'm not fighting for my worth. I'm not that 6-year-old boy worried that she's going to abandon me and take her love from me. You get to do the same thing. So if you want to repair your marriage, do you know how many marriage counseling sessions I went to? Probably 50. Hold their hand. Give them more affection. Repeat back what they're saying. That's all a bunch of bullshit when you don't feel worthy. So you can keep going to marriage counseling. It ain't going to work. I promise you it's not going to work because it's not about the relationship. It's about the relationship you have with yourself. Okay. Number 5, everything you need and have ever needed to be happy, you've always had. It's inside of you. For 47 years, I thought happiness came from making a ton of money, cars, luxury cars, bought a 42-foot boat, women. After my second divorce, I thought, well, women will bring me happiness. I'm just going to date a bunch of women. No, none of that. None of that will ever bring you happiness. And I know the naysayers are going to be there like, well, you've got money and you wouldn't say that if you didn't have money. And you can say that, but you can look at the Princes and the Michael Jacksons of the world and Kurt Cobains and all the people that had so much money. And look where they are. They took their life. Look at Matt Perry from Friends. He's dead. Money didn't do him any good. So if you're searching for happiness outside of yourself, guess what? You're never going to find it. You're going to search forever. You don't need to go get the promotion. You don't need to go find that lady. You don't need to take that trip. You don't need to fill in the blank, lose 20 pounds. You just need to realize that you are enough the way you are. And if you don't think you're enough, what's keeping you from feeling enough are those childhood stories I talked about a couple of years ago. And it's not your fault. Your brain is just stuck as a 6-year-old and doesn't know any different because that's what your subconscious mind does. Think about this. You're 8 years old, you shake a bush, the lion bites your arm. Do you want to forget about that when you're 60 years old? No. So what does the brain do? It keeps you in that whatever age I said when you shook the bush, 8 years old. You're 8 years old forever until you do the work and you separate yourself and you say, you know what? I'm no longer that child. We, for the most part, are a society, a human race that are 6-year-olds walking around in adult bodies. When you're fighting with your spouse, guess what? When I used to do this, I used to hurl insults and she'd hurl insults back at me. Do you know who was really arguing? It was 2 6-year-olds. That was it. 2 hurt 6-year-olds that were afraid that their love was going to be taken from them. Because aren't we all, at the end of the day, just souls searching for love? It may sound woo-woo, but it is. It's the truth. So everything that you need to be happy is inside of you right now, right this very second. You may have some thoughts that are clouding it, that are protecting you, but it's there. You don't need 100 therapy sessions. You don't need anti-depression drugs, anti-anxiety drugs. You don't need booze. You don't need weed. You don't need more sex. You don't need more shopping. Everything you've ever need to be happy is inside you right now. Imagine that. It's the truth. I tell you, 47 years, I searched for happiness outside of myself. Nothing outside of yourself can bring you happiness. Number 6, my favorite number. I was born on May 6th, if you'd like to send me a gift next year. No person or situation can upset you. You get upset because of something unresolved inside you. No person or situation can upset you. No one can break your heart. No one can disrespect you. You disrespect yourself. Think about this. I am trying to get to the place in my life where no one or person or situation can negatively affect me or super positively affect me. I want to stay in this band of just joy where my emotions aren't all over the place. And when I do get upset, what do I think? I think this has nothing to do with that other person in the situation. This has to do with me. I actually built this tool called the Joy Regenerator. You can go get it now for free. No strings attached. bradchandler.com/joy. When I get upset now, if my goal is to never get upset by any situation, and you may say that's insane. And I said that was insane when I heard someone say that 3 years ago. And now I'm closer than ever to it. Is that true liberation? Can you imagine a life where no one upsets you? Look, I'm not there yet, but I'm closer, or way, way closer than I was 3 years ago. So what happens now when I get upset? I immediately think, this is my opportunity to get one step closer to liberation. I literally gamify it. I'm trying to become a master chess player. I want the tough moves, because how are you going to be a master chess player if you don't take on the tough moves? So I almost look for when I get upset. And what do? Well, I immediately know I'm in fight or flight, because you always are if you're in a negative emotion. It's danger. Where's the lion? You're looking for the lion. If you're looking for the lion, where's your mind going? Remember, it's going back to the past. It's looking for danger because it wants to keep you alive. So what do? I breathe. I take a couple deep breaths, 4 or 5 seconds in, hold for 4 or 5 seconds, exhale for 4 or 5 seconds, hold for 4 or 5 seconds. That's the box breathing, right? Now I'm present. Now I say, what am I feeling? You may say anger, but unless your kids are being attacked by a bear, you're usually never anger. As Eckhart Tolle says, anger always has unresolved hurt or underlying sadness. So I say to myself, I'm sad. And by saying I'm sad, it is forcing my brain to think, because I have to think. Right now I'm in fight or flight. I'm in my amygdala, my fight or flight brain, right? I'm looking for the lion. Take a couple deep breaths, get centered, get in the present moment. And I say, what is it that I'm feeling? And I identify the emotion. I'm feeling sad. I then give myself compassion for the emotion. How many of you, did you get compassion as a child when you had an emotion? Probably not. So you give yourself compassion for the emotion, because guess what? It's not the adult self in you that's feeling sad. It's the six-year-old child in you that's feeling sad. If your six-year-old child walked up to you and said, I'm sad, would you say, go have a drink or light up a joint or suck it up? I hope you wouldn't. You would pick that little girl up and you'd look at her and you'd be like, it's okay, you're feeling sad. I'm here for you. I love you. You're enough. Do you do that with yourself? Why not? Start doing that today and see how things change. So now I've identified, I've given myself compassion. I'm starting to think of 3 things I'm grateful for about the situation, because it's really hard to feel a negative emotion when you're feeling grateful. So you can come up with 3 things that you're grateful for around any situation. Then finally, what is the thought that created the emotion? Because guess what? A thought creates emotion, an emotion creates an action, and that action often reinforces that original thought. So I'm gonna give you a silly example. I'm fat and disgusting. So I go eat 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's. Excuse me. I'm fat and disgusting. So that makes me really sad and depressed. So I go eat 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's. Boom. I go right back to C. I'm fat and disgusting. Some people stay in this loop their entire life. So I asked myself, I felt sad. What is the thought that originally triggered this emotion? Well, I know what it is for me. The I'm not enough. So my daughter doesn't unload the dishes when I ask her to. I go to get mad. I say, what am I feeling? I'm feeling sad. It's okay, you're feeling sad. Why am I feeling sad? Because she's disrespecting me, or she's not loving me. Is that true? Is she doing that? No. Am I not enough? Nope. I know I'm enough. Boom, I'm right back to joy. You guys can do the same thing. You can do this today without doing anything different. Now, are you going to know why you feel that way? Maybe not, but take a couple hours or a couple minutes. It's bradchandler.com/joy. It's on the screen right now. You can do this today. Now you might be like, well, Brad, how do I figure out where the emotion's coming from? It's usually in your childhood when your needs weren't met. We walk people through a 5-week process. And in the 3rd week, we use hypnosis. I think hypnosis is the best tool on the planet for permanently changing a mental state, because it's the subconscious mind you're trying to change. That's why therapy doesn't work. That's why 50 marriage counseling sessions didn't work. They want to focus on the conscious mind and the symptoms. It doesn't work. It's just a Band-Aid. So the Joy Regenerator, you can do this right now. And again, if you have struggling on where this is coming from, just think of a time in your childhood where you didn't have your needs met, and figure out what did you wrap around that? Okay, so now we're there. Now this to a whole nother level in your relationships. Next time your spouse or partner says something that makes you upset, rather than do what I did and turn it on them and be cold and distant for 3 days, say to them, hey, Nikki, what you just did made me feel sad. It's not your fault. Can we discuss it so that I can heal and that we can become closer as a couple? That's a lot different than the way I used to react. That's how my relationship goes now. Then we talk about it because it is not her fault if I'm feeling upset. It's my fault. I don't like the word fault. I'm the cause of it. So I go internally and we figure out. So now in my relationship, in my intimate relationship, conflict actually brings me closer. Here's the thing. Childhood programming and these meanings and childhood trauma will most show up in your intimate relationships. But on the flip side, if you've got two people willing to work together, it's the greatest place in the world to heal them. And using this joy regenerator can literally change your life and your relationships. BradChandler.com/joy. I'm here on this earth now. I know I was put here to make an impact, to give keep people back the gift that I got. I was this person who had low self-esteem. I was in bad relationships. I was abusing my body with weed and alcohol and food. And now everything has changed, and it's changed so profoundly that I want to give this gift back. So have it for free. Go take the self-love quiz for free. If I can help you, reach out to me. I'm not trying to get your business. All I want you to understand is there's once you have an awareness that everything in your life comes down to the meanings that you placed on things from a childhood and your brain was just doing its job. When you have that awareness and you say, I'm ready to change, your life can change in ways that you can't imagine. Because 5 years ago, I could never imagine that I would have been in the place that I am now. I've got a business, a real estate business that runs without me. I'm in the best shape of my life. I've got 83 markers and 79 are ideal and the other ones are just below ideal. I'm in a fantastic relationship. I've got a good relationship with my kids and I get to wake up every day, every single day and do what I absolutely love to do. And that's share this message and help people profoundly change their lives by just changing their thinking. That's it. So yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. If you can tell, I'm a little bit passionate about this. I've never found anything in my life that I was so passionate about. I could literally go and sit on a beach now for the next 10 years, get my little umbrella and my big thing of water here, my swell water container, and I could read books on trauma and programming and neuroscience and the brain for 8 hours a day, literally, I think for the rest of my life and never, ever get bored. But it wasn't always like that. I was in real estate thinking that if I made a bunch of money, it would bring me happiness and fulfillment, and it didn't. And here's the thing. If you're an entrepreneur and you think starting this business is going to bring you happiness and fulfillment, it won't. But if you do the work that I'm talking about right now in this podcast, you can get to the state that you're trying to get to 5 years from now. And once you're in this state where you love yourself and you have a good relationship with yourself, do you think it's going to be easier or harder to make the money that you've always wanted to make? It's going to be easier. Money doesn't bring you happiness. Happiness brings you money. There's studies about that. The happier that you are, the more money you're going to make. So yeah, have a good relationship with yourself. That's number 7. Have a good relationship with yourself. That is the secret to a happy life. So many of us, including myself, did not have a good relationship with myself, and I didn't even know it. But all you got to do is look at your results. Take the quiz if you want, bradchandler.com/quiz. If you don't want to take the quiz, ask yourself some questions right now. What do my relationships look like? Do I have trouble being in intimate, passionate relationships with someone I feel safe with? Do I have self-destructive behavior? Do I have an addiction? Do I have to always be right? Do I get pissed off at small things? Do I have self-destructive behaviors? Did I say that already? I haven't memorized the 12. I should. Do I often take things personally when getting criticized? Yeah. Yeah. What kind of state do you live in? Are you depressed? Are you anxious? If you are, you don't have a good relationship with yourself. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Your brain is literally trying to protect you from something it thinks is worse. So I'm reading this amazing new book, Unlocking the Emotional Brain, on this relatively new concept called memory reconsolidation. And it's literally how you can pluck out the neural pathways that are telling you the bad stories about who you are and put in new ones. And I'm sitting on the beach in Jamaica 2 weeks ago before Christmas with my 16-year-old daughter. I'm trying to explain it to her. I'm trying to explain, why is it that someone that we know has anxiety? And I go, think about this. Well, the reason he has anxiety is because he feels that the anxiety, if he didn't feel it, he would have to feel would be even worse. And so the analogy I gave was, let's say we're sitting on this beach chair and there's lions all around, because that's what someone with anxiety feels. There's lines all around. If you stop to feel, if you just sit there on the chair and be like, I'm not going to worry about it, the lion could eat you. So the lion is worse than feeling anxiety. Well, just put the lion, replace the lion in this analogy with whatever you are trying to avoid from your childhood. If someone told you you were no good and you were never going to amount to anything, and you were abandoned, whatever, that's your lion. But is it true? No, it's not true. So if you have depression or anxiety, or you drink too much, or whatever your, they like to call them, symptom is, all that is it's your brain doing that because it thinks it's better, then what would happen if you didn't do it? That to me is just like, whoa, drop the mic. That literally will answer most every problem in your life. So, all right. Well, we got through 7. So we're going to have a part 2 to this, maybe a part 3. So I'm going to end with this. Well, I'm going to end with number 8. What the heck? It's really hard to suffer when you live in the truth. You are suffering right now. Probably don't even know why. You're suffering because you're living in the untruth that something's wrong with you. You're not enough. You're not smart enough. You're not deserving of love. You are not deserving of whatever it is in your life because someone made you feel that way many, many years ago. But here's the truth. It had nothing to do with them. Whatever hardship you went through as a child, take yourself out and put me there. Would your parents or caregivers have treated me any differently? Nope. But your whole life, you've told this story that something was wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Just the opposite. Whether you believe in God or whoever, we're all from the same creator. Do you think that creator said, I'm going to make Brad a little better than Barbara? No. You are just as good and important as any other human being on this planet, living or dead. Now, you can believe that and you can get out of your suffering, or you can continue to live in the untruth and continue to suffer. Here's the thing. You're a human being. You get to decide. If you want to live in the truth and stop your suffering, take the first step. Take the self-love quiz. BradChandler.com/quiz. If I can help you, reach out to me at BradChandler.com. Yvonne and I are here to help you. Anything we can do. You don't want to work with us, that's fine. I'll put you in whatever direction you need. I'll refer you to someone. But all I want you to know is that you're suffering and you don't need to. And that suffering comes from you not living in the truth. So that concludes another episode of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you can see that I'm sincere. I want to help a million people on this planet before I leave this beautiful place. And I need your help. I need your help spreading this message. So please, if you have the opportunity to give me a rating, a review, share it, subscribe it, tag it, do whatever, but just share this word because everyone deserves to hear it. I have my theory on why it's not heard more, and I'm not going to get into that on this show, but give this gift to people. Give this gift to yourself. You don't deserve to suffer. You deserve to live this amazingly happy life, joyful life where you wake up and you get to do whatever you want, and you get to come home to someone who loves you and you love them, and there's intimacy and there's affection and there's support. Yes. And when you fall down, they're there to help you back up. So that's what you can do. Take the first step if you want. Reach out to me, BradChandler.com. If I can help you, I'm here to help you. And remember, love heals all.
Hit subscribe if you don't want to miss out on more life-changing content. And if you're struggling, you don't have to. Go to BradChandler.com/contact. There, you can join the Facebook community of like-minded entrepreneurs, and you'll see a button to schedule your freedom and happiness call. See you on the next episode.